From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Many low-income parents rely on state-subsidized child care while they're working, job searching, or in vocational training programs. Well, next week, a new California law makes adults taking English language, GED, and high school diploma classes eligible for the same help. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Caiola reports as part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2018.
Ronnie Murrow is raising four kids in Fresno, all under age 13. She's job hunting, but she wants to get her GED. When she asked her county referral agency about subsidized childcare while she takes classes, they told her she didn't qualify. Murrow says she can't afford childcare on her own.
That's kind of like what's been like holding me back, because it's like if I go back to school and they don't cover me, then who watches my kids?
Advocates say there are thousands of women like Murrow. Next year, they'll all be eligible to place their children in state-subsidized care while they take advancement classes. There are about 186,000 kids in California's subsidized childcare programs. There are others on a wait list. The California Budget and Policy Center estimates there are 1.6 million parents who don't speak English proficiently or didn't graduate high school. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caiola.
Find a link to more new California laws taking effect in the new year at krcb.org/news. Well, California wants to have more and more clean cars, trucks, and buses on the roads. The California Air Resources Control Board recently approved $663 million to help the state decrease diesel emissions, especially in low-income communities. More than 60% is dedicated to getting zero-emission trucks and buses onto highways. Most of the funding for this year comes from California's cap-and-trade program. Around $125 million is destined to replace older cars in disadvantaged communities with up-to-date clean cars. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.